You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Welcome to Off Court with the McGowans, powered by Husker Online. Nebraska basketball players Trey and Bryce McGowans give you an inside look at the program and much more. Off Court is brought to you by Tavern 180 and Tanner's Bar and Grill in Lincoln.
Hello and welcome again to another edition of Off Court with Trey and Bryce McGowans. As you heard, we're brought to you by our proud title sponsors, Tanner's Bar and Grill and Tavern 180. If you have not gone to either place, check them out. I know Bryce was in there on Saturday, watched a little college football, and you get asked about the commercial a lot, Bryce?
A few times.
Did it play when you were in Tanner's?
I saw it when I was walking downtown.
Because Jojo told me he was eating dinner. Jojo Dolman, who's in it with us, said he was in Tanner's and it played. It was kind of weird sitting in Tanner's and having the commercial play. But guys, lots to talk about. We kind of got hit with some breaking news as the show started. We waited till it was done with, but the schedule got released for Nebraska. We now know the Big Ten schedule. So you got a schedule in front of you right now. We're going to talk about the schedule, Robin.
Yeah, the Big Ten schedule finally dropped. I don't know if they're ever actually going to put it out there, but dropped Wednesday afternoon, and lots of things to react to. I guess we'll start. Obviously, those early December games, they paired you to start off conference play on Saturday, December 4th at Indiana, and then 3 days later on Tuesday, December 7th, you're hosting Michigan. I guess to start off, guys, what do you think about those early draws, especially when you take into the fact that they're surrounded by that early non-conference schedule? You're at North Carolina State, you got the neutral site game in Atlanta with Auburn, and then host Kansas State on December 19th.
Yeah, I'm excited about the Indiana game just because I get to play against X.
Xavier Johnson, former Nebraska commit.
Yeah, he was my roommate at Pittsburgh. We talk every day, so we've been talking trash kind of since he got to Indiana. And then just Michigan just being the first home game, first Big Ten game in PBA.
Bryce, obviously those two are pretty high-profile conference games, but then you pair that with what's surrounding it with that non-conference slate. Those first 3 weeks of December are going to be a pretty defining stretch for you guys right out of the gates. I know the non-conference slate starts off relatively easy when you get seven straight at home, but things are going to get dialed up a lot in December. I guess what's your reaction to that December stretch?
Being a freshman, never been able to play in, such an atmosphere like the Big Ten. So, just really come out with energy. It's going to be fun and very entertaining. So, just come out and compete every day as a team and, take care of business.
Now, I guess looking over the schedule here, some notable things about it that jump out. Two Friday night home games and then two Saturday home games. You get Northwestern and Rutgers at home on Saturdays, and then Fridays against Maryland and Iowa. The back end of the schedule is notable. Three of your final four regular season games are going to be on the road. Well, you're at Northwestern, Penn State, Wisconsin, with a home game of Iowa, with Iowa in between there. But there's a stretch in the middle from January 25th to February 9th where you got four out of five at home. Now, you guys mentioned, just being able to play, some big-name opponents on a big stage, but also be able to play in front of fans. I'm sure that being able to play a couple weekend night games and then getting a stretch like that at home, Trey, that's got to be a kind of an appealing couple spots on the schedule for you.
No, most definitely. Especially just think about last year, how much the fans probably would have helped or changed the outcome of the games. I don't think anybody from this year's team got to play in PBA in front of fans. So I'm sure everybody's going to be amped up.
Now, is there one game that jumps out to you guys as one that immediately – and you mentioned Indiana playing against Xavier. Bryce, you got one that you're like, oh boy, here we go?
Playing against Maryland, you know, one of my closest friends, Ike Cornish, he was on my high school basketball team. He was played at Legacy with me. So, you know, we have a very good relationship. So, you know, we both, you know, get after it.
You're listening here to Off Court with Trey and Bryce McGowans. Guys, something about the Big Ten I think that's unique too on the schedule is they're playing more Friday games. And, you know, do you guys like Friday? I think the Big Ten is really the only major league now that kind of takes on the Friday window and puts a big game on TV on Friday night. You guys have played in a couple. I don't remember, Robin, has Pinnacle Bank Arena really ever hosted a Friday night game with fans? And we have two of them now this year.
Yeah, they have before. I don't know if necessarily a Big Ten game, but they've had Friday night.
But not a Big Ten
game. Yeah. As far as conference goes, I know they did a bunch of Saturday games, but the Friday night thing was relatively new, and I think that really started to heat up last year. So I guess I can't recall if there's ever been one, but certainly they've been few and far between.
So would you rather play Friday night or Sunday if you had to choose? I mean, everybody wants to play Saturday.
Friday night.
Friday, most definitely.
Friday.
Yeah, like, do you guys like playing like noon on Sunday or two on Sunday? I mean, I know that's the CBS kind of big window game that, you know, usually the marquee game of the week's on. But like, is that like a, do players care? I mean, is there like a day of the week or college basketball like you want to be on more than the other?
Most definitely Saturdays. But I mean, Sundays, it's really just kind of weird because usually Sunday games are pretty early. And then just super shoot around being super early or whatnot. So really just being able, having to go to sleep early at night just to be up.
Friday night atmospheres too, I think down here will be pretty good. I mean, we just to have 15,000 fans down here for a Friday night game, I mean, that's got a chance to be some of the better atmospheres all year.
Oh, yeah. And then especially, you know, when you look at a couple of the opponents
Iowa.
They're bringing in. Yeah, I mean, the fact that you get you know, I guess Northwestern on Saturday, Rutgers on Saturday, but then those Friday nights, Maryland, that's a big draw. And then obviously Iowa on February 25th. That which one should be rocking, especially with it being late in the season. That's going to be senior night. Add that into that. Iowa senior night for the final home game on a Friday night. Could do worse.
Not a bad way to end it. And I'm guessing those are like 7 o'clock games. Have they put game times out
No,
yet?
They just done the actual date so far. I think that the TV eventually will dictate when those games go down.
They've done some doubleheaders on Fridays in the Big Ten, I guess, like a 6 and an 8. Well, lots to talk about here, guys. I want to hit on some football with you as well, with NFL football starting this weekend. So when we come back, we're going to continue this conversation with Bryce and Trey. Lat Mahan has joined us in studio as well, and we'll catch back up with Lat. He came on earlier in the year, and people loved him, and we want to have Lat back on here again. So you're listening to Off Court with Trey and Bryce McGowans. Hi, it's Sean Callahan with Husker Online. We all have smartphones, and we all know they're pretty amazing, but they also can be amazingly distracting, especially when we're around other people. So U.S. Cellular wants us to reset our relationship with our phones by putting down our phones for 5. That's right. A company that sells phones wants us to put down our phones and see what we find. Learn more at uscellular.com/builtforus.
You're listening to Off Court with the McGowans, brought to you by Tavern 180 and Tanner's Bar and Grill in Lincoln.
And we're back here on Off Court. Sean Callahan, Robin Washett, Bryce, and Trey McGowans, you heard, brought to you by Tanner's Bar and Grill and Tavern 180. But this segment of the show brought to you by Gary Michaels Clothiers on 56 and Pine Lake Road. They are your exclusive outfitter of Trey and Bryce. They will dress them here for this 2021-22 basketball season. Check out their new location over there in Village Gardens on 56 and Pine Lake. It is your exclusive custom sportswear store in Lincoln. They've been around outfitting Husker coaches and businessmen in Lincoln for many years. Check out Gary Michaels Clothiers on 56 and Pine Lake Road. Guys, football season officially kicked off here this last weekend in Lincoln. Nebraska got a 52-7 win. We saw you down on the sidelines having fun pregame. It was your first time actually seeing a crowd at a Nebraska football game being down here. What did you guys think? I mean, was it as fun as you thought? I mean, it's 11 a.m. kick. I get it. A little harder to get going. But what did you guys think of your first game day?
The atmosphere, it was great. Just being able to see people back in the stands, you know, we got some support from, you know, the people in the stands. So, you know, it was fun. Just being able to see football again, you know, us being from the South is what we love to watch. So, and play back in the day. But it was good.
What do you think, Trey?
Nah, it was definitely a fun experience. My first time in Memorial Stadium. Definitely didn't disappoint. And the football team, they won. So
yeah, break down the game. What did you think?
They started off slow, but once they got going, it was good. I remember we were on the way back, leaving the game, and then by the time we got back home, it was a blowout, and it was just like super close, like a 3-point game or something.
Nice. Now, I mean, obviously it was the first game for you guys, but pretty much everyone that was down there with you on your team, it was their first experience as well.
Right.
Kind of went through the roster and tallied that only two scholarship players on your entire team had ever been to a game at Memorial Stadium. That was Derek Walker when he was a sit-out transfer in 2019, and Wilhelm Breidenbach when he was on an official visit in the fall of 2019. Now, obviously, Sam Hoiberg had been, you know, with his dad before, but and I think Jace Piekowski's probably been on there too. But just what was kind of the reaction of some of the other guys? I mean, so not only some of your teammates had never been to a Nebraska game before, but you had a couple teammates that had never been to a football game. Period. Kisei, Oleg was there. I think it was just kind of fun watching their faces taking that all in. What did they have to say about it?
They were definitely, you know, happy to be in, you know, a space like that. I don't think they've probably never seen anything in that, style. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I could tell on their faces they were happy to be there.
Nah, Kisei definitely he was smiling the whole time.
Well, that's every day.
Yeah, he had his phone out recording and taking pictures. So I asked him. He said he definitely enjoyed it and was having fun.
So did you guys have to like tell him the rules and stuff? Like what was actually going on the field?
Nah, he was trying to learn. He was watching it for sure.
Nice. Well, I guess obviously this is also kickstarting the NFL season this week. I know you guys are fans of the NFL. I guess we'll start off. Who is your favorite team, and what is the outlook for your team this year?
I don't really have a favorite team because we don't in South Carolina. There is no team.
Not the Falcons.
Nah, it was
not the Panthers.
It used to be the Panthers.
Okay.
Yeah, we used to take trips when Cam was a quarterback. We used to that was our favorite, but you know it's over with now. So, and my dad's a Cowboys fan, so usually if the Cowboys are on, that's who I'm going for. So.
Gotcha. Trey, you got a favorite?
I never had a favorite. I just like watching players. Honestly.
So who are the players that you like? I mean, obviously Cam's not even in the league right now for now. But mm-hmm. what guys do if they're on? You make it an appointment viewing.
Yeah,
defensive
guys. Yeah, but I mean, just to think back when we were. Little, me and Bryce shared a room. We had bunk bed. I think Bryce had a Mike Vick, mm-hmm. Fathead on his side, and then on my side I had a Chad Ochocinco. It was Chad Johnson then, so you can just imagine how young we were. But definitely the players who make the most noise for sure.
Yeah, defensive players are exciting because they be out there talking. Trash. They be active. So.
Yeah, we watch Jay the Ramsey highlights all the time.
And Jamal Adams.
Yeah. So you like the loud personalities? Yeah. It seems like. So, I mean, obviously, you guys both played a little bit of football back in your days. Mm-hmm. We talked with Kelly a little bit about, playing games with you, Trey. Recap, people. What was your position? And if you would have stuck with football, what programs would you have looked at if you had the chance to play college football? What would be your dream school, or at least your list of dream schools?
My top five would be
first position and your school.
Position, I want to say I would have stuck with quarterback. So I'll be QB. My top five, standing at 6'6", 6'7", QB. We going with Clemson, LSU, Bama, Florida State. Let's see. Miami. They just wavy over there again.
Nothing else for the official visit, right?
Did you guys watch the Clemson game this weekend?
Oh, Georgia. Yeah, them boys be
Georgia or Bama. That's what I got.
Yeah, Georgia.
Did you guys watch Clemson, Georgia, Miami, Alabama?
Bryce said Georgia's defense is going to be like that.
Yeah, I told Trey before the game. I was like, well, it's over with.
I mean, Clemson couldn't even, like, move it a yard on that defense.
Yeah, they couldn't.
So who wins between Bama and Georgia this year?
Bama.
Even with that Georgia defense?
You see Bama defense?
You see their outfit?
Yeah.
All right. So I guess that being said, right now, give us your picks. Who's playing in the college football playoff? Who's your four teams in the college football playoff?
Ohio State, Alabama, Georgia.
So two SEC teams.
Mm-hmm. Oklahoma, they looking shaky.
Notre Dame look real good.
Yeah.
Notre Dame look good.
Okay. All right, and then how about in the NFL?
What you going with?
Well,
Huskers.
Nebraska. So, yeah, Ohio State looked tough. I'm going to go Ohio State, Bama. I'm going to go Georgia. I'm going to do two SEC teams as well.
A&M could slip in there, too.
Yeah, then it's that other team.
I haven't gotten to see them yet.
Like, before last week, I would have said Oklahoma, no-brainer, but they got some proving to do.
What about Oregon?
Yeah.
Oh, but they play – who do they play?
They play Ohio State.
And they lost a good player, and then you got
– they lost their best defensive player.
Ohio State this weekend?
Yes. Yeah. And they're 14-point dogs.
Ooh. How about UCLA? Did you guys watch UCLA take down LSU? Mm-hmm. Yeah. That was a blowout.
Yeah. I think we were talking about it in the locker room, and I was like, LSU, they going to win this? I don't know. But never mind.
They did not.
Well, guys, it was fun talking some football here. I know you guys are basketball guys, but you're football. You're in Nebraska. We got to talk football in Nebraska during football season. But when we come back, Lat Mayen is going to join us on the show as we'll catch up with Lat next. You're listening here to Off Court with Trey and Bryce McGowans.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time, the Roast of Tom Brady, a Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for the Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
You're listening to Off Court with the McGowans, brought to you by Tavern 180 and Tanner's Bar and Grill in Lincoln.
And welcome back here to Off Court. Sean Callahan and Robin Washed, as you heard, brought to you by Tanner's and Tavern 180 in Lincoln. Get into both spots. Check them out. They are proud supporters and sponsors here of Off Court. But this segment of Off Court is brought to you by Lazzari's Pizza. Check them out for authentic New York-style pizza on 48th and Old Cheney Road. They are a proud supporter of Nebraska basketball and Off Court with Trey and Bryce. But joining us now here in studio, Robin, with Bryce, as Trey had an appointment to head off to. But we've got Lat Mayen sitting in. And, Lat, you're no stranger to the program. You've been on Off Court before. It's great to have you back on with us.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Thank you for having me.
So we asked the other guys this. This was also your very first time getting to see Memorial Stadium. And I know you're not the biggest football fan, but what was just the environment like for you to see 88,000 people, you know, all in one big stadium watching the game?
It was crazy. I mean, I ain't never seen that many people together at one time before.
Really?
So, yeah, it was definitely something crazy. And, you know, the fans were loud and all of that. But it just made me more excited about our games and how PBA is going to look like. So, definitely was cool.
What was the biggest crowd you've ever either been a part of or played in front of? Or maybe both?
The biggest one was probably like when I was in Germany, actually, when we played under 18s at the Albert Schweitzer tournament. Yeah,
how many fans were that?
I don't know, but it was packed. Like, it was just like a packed arena. It wasn't nothing too crazy, but that was probably like the most I ever played in front of before. But,
okay.
Yeah.
Well, then we also touched on the schedule. You know, these guys kind of gave their two cents on the Big Ten schedule. I know you're kind of getting your first glance at it today, but anything jump out to you about, you know, maybe games that you're excited about, or, you know, stretches that you think might be important for the season? And anything really jump out to you at this first look at the league slate?
I mean, yeah, just really the first few games at the start jump out to me, and I feel like, you know, with last year, like, you know, a lot of people put us at the bottom of the ladder. So, like, with the first few games, you know, if we get up to a good start, I feel like, you know, people will show us more respect, and then, you know, that will kind of let us know how our season's going to go.
Now, I mean, you obviously have been through the Big Ten before, but you did it without fans. When you look back on last season, were there games that if there was a full house at PBA and you had, you know, 15,000, 16,000 people cheering you on, that it might have made the difference between a win and a loss? I can think of a couple, like that Illinois game. I remember that was one where you just played them tough. And I know for a fact that if there would have been fans there, you guys would have had so much momentum on your side. But you kind of had to bring your own juice in that one. I mean, are there games like that that, in retrospect, had there been fans, it might have been the difference in some of those outcomes?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, because, like, well, first of all, like, a lot of us grow up with having fans around, mm-hmm. and, you know, we're used to that. And there's, I feel like, to me, I feel like there's some type of energy you get from the crowd or the fans that you really can't explain during games and, like, tough moments and stuff like that. But, yeah, definitely, for sure.
Is there a game or a team that you really want to get another crack at this year?
Yeah, I mean, definitely the Illinois game, mm-hmm. at home. You know, I feel like we let that one slip a little bit, and we definitely deserve to play them again.
Yeah, so you get Illinois once, but on Tuesday, January 11th, they come to PBA again. So yeah, they'll actually have to try to beat you with fans this time. So, exactly. Yeah, that'll be a big one. So I guess, you know, looking ahead, you know, you guys are back on campus. I guess what are you guys doing right now as far as, you know, workouts and how are classes going for you? I know these guys have been getting easing into the student life, you know, balance a little bit. How have the fall semester treated you so far?
It's been good. I mean, it was a little adjustment that you had to make, obviously, with not being on campus last year or the year before that a little bit. But, yeah, but it's been good, though. And practice has been good. I feel like we're going the right direction, you know. Like, obviously, at the start of the summer, you know, we put in a lot of work. And, like, then, obviously, people, you know, we had good days, we had bad days, we had good days, you know. And I feel lately we've just been adding up the good days. And now we're just starting to see where our program is kind of going. So, yeah.
You're listening here to Off Court. Once again, this segment of Off Court is brought to you by Lazari's Pizza. When we come back on Off Court, we'll hear more from Lat Man. You're listening to Off Court with Trey and Bryce McGowans.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You're listening to Off Court with the McGowans, brought to you by Tavern 180 and Tanner's Bar and Grill in Lincoln.
And we're back here on Off Court. Sean Callahan, Robin Washett, you heard, brought to you by our proud title sponsors of Tanner's and Tavern 180. Check out both locations in Lincoln on 30th and Yankee Hill. But this segment of Off Court brought to you by Slim Chickens. Two locations in Lincoln, 14th and Pine Lake, 84th and Old Cheney. Check them out. They've got wings. They've got chicken fingers, chicken and waffles. I know both Vlad and Bryce have checked out Slim Chickens, and very, very popular spot to get good fast food chicken at either one of those two Slim Chicken locations. So thank you for sponsoring Off Court. We'll continue things here as Lat Mahan joins us and Robin Washett will take things over.
So, Lat, I mean, obviously we're on a NIL, name, image, likeness show that was created to, you know, give Bryce and Trey the opportunity to, you know, have their platform, but also make a little bit of money off their they're celebrity around here. And I think one of the things that kind of gets lost in all of this is players like yourself that are international players that aren't, I guess, technically United States full-time citizens cannot benefit from name, image, likeness. Like, you can't do a podcast. You can't do a commercial. You can't do all this stuff that the majority of your teammates get to do. I guess, what's that been like for you to, I mean, know that, you know, see the stuff that, you know, your guys sitting here next to you, that they get to do that you are not allowed to just by the rules from the NCAA?
Yeah, I mean, obviously it's kind of frustrating, but like it's like when you're on a student visa, you can't even get a job even if you wanted to for it. So I feel like that. I think that's more federal thing than it is NCAA. But with the name and image likeness stuff, is it's different because we have a lot of international players on the team, you know, and just. You know, we'll come in every day, we'll put in the same work, you know, so it's like, it's a little different, but, I mean, some people take it different, some people don't, like, for me, like, I just take it just as another day, like, it doesn't really come into my mind just because, like, you know, it was never there before, so it's mm-hmm. like, it doesn't really change nothing for me, so, but, yeah, it's different, though, for sure.
So, I mean, there's obviously stuff here, you know, as a Nebraska basketball player that you can do, but, I mean, would there be opportunities that if you were allowed, you could do, like, stuff back home? Or, I mean, like, different marketing things, you know, back, you know, with guys like Tomanaga and yourself? I mean, that would have kind of your followings back home that you'd be able to capitalize on. Is there stuff that maybe you would be able to do if you had the chance?
Yeah, definitely, you know, because with us, like, international kids, I feel like we have a bigger fan base back home because mm-hmm. obviously they've seen you grow up to the player you are. So you have a bigger fan base back home. So, yeah, we would have more opportunities back home, or, you know. So, yeah, definitely.
If there was one thing that if you were allowed to do NIL stuff, what route would you take? Would you want to do a podcast? Would you want to do a clothing line? Would you want to do, autograph signings? Like, what types of things would you, if you were allowed, would you really want to take advantage?
Probably, like, just, like, the signing stuff would be cool, I guess, because, you know, just seeing other people, their reactions and stuff like that, especially the younger kids, that'd definitely be cool. So that would be something I'll be into. And I don't know, for real. Besides that, unless if I was in it, then I'd probably think about it a little more, but I'm not too sure.
Right, for real. Okay, so a couple of shows ago, we asked these guys the question to pick three contestants from the Nebraska basketball roster to have a three-point shooting contest. And you made both of their cuts. Yeah. And I think Trey picked you to win. I think Bryce picked Casey. Give me your top three. You can include yourself if you want. And then who wins a three-point shooting contest with Nebraska basketball?
Man, we have a lot of great shooters on the team, mm-hmm. man. Like, we have a team full of shooters. You know, even Bryce himself, if he was in there, he would have a high chance of winning. So, I'll probably pick, my top three will probably be, obviously I'll pick myself. I'll pick Casey. And then I'll probably pick Kobe. Because, you know, I worked out with Kobe before, and I've seen him get hot, so I know how much he can make in a row. So
okay,
I'll definitely pick Kobe, and obviously I'll pick myself to win. So.
Obviously. <Yeah. laughs> All right, then the other question was the dunk contest. Who's your three contestants for the Nebraska dunk contest, and who wins?
You got Trey, you got Bryce. Who else be jumping like that?
Keon.
Yeah, you got, yeah. Yeah, them three right there. But I'll probably put my money on Bryce.
There you go. Yeah, Trey voted for Bryce as well.
Just because Bryce is more flexible in the air. Like Trey, he can
do the tricks.
Yeah, he can do the tricks. Trey a more powerful dunk. You feel me? But
I think when Keon was in here, he said he dunked it and he was like almost breaking his wrist on the rim because he threw it down so hard. So he's a violent dunker right?
Yeah, that was too. For sure.
But when it comes to style points,
Bryce. What the fans want to see, it's all Bryce.
All right, then last one for you. I mean, obviously, the last week they announced the opening night, and you're going to get G Herbo in for a concert. Now, these guys said it came down to a player vote. Did you vote for G Herbo? And if not, who was your vote for the musical act for that event?
I did vote for her. I had Lil Durk on there and Moneybagg.
Moneybagg, yo. All right, then who's going to be your song when they do the introductions and introduce all the players in the roster? You get to pick your song that you walk out to. Have you thought about what you're going to play?
Nah, I ain't thought about it yet.
You better start thinking. It's coming up.
I do need to think of one. But what Bryce pick?
I don't know yet.
Like, it's either, he said he was going to do Meek Mill.
Yeah, it's either going to be like a Meek song or some Uzi or some Wavy jump.
Yeah.
Or I might just do like a crowd favorite song that, you know,
everybody's kind of turned up to, for sure.
All right.
All right. When we come back, we are going to close the show with the mailbag. You're listening to Off Court with Trey and Bryce McGowans.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial. And with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown. And through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at Marines.com.
You're listening to Off Court with the McGowans, brought to you by Tavern 180 and Tanner's Bar and Grill in Lincoln.
Final segment here of Off Court, Sean Callahan and Robin Washed, as you heard, are proud sponsors. Tavern 180 and Tanner's Sports Bar and Grill. Get in and check out both locations on 30th and Yankee Hill. It's your spot to watch all the college football, NFL action. Go over next door to Tavern, get a craft cocktail, get a steak. Proud title sponsors of Off Court with Trey and Bryce, but this final segment, the mailbag segment, is brought to you by A1 Automotive, your downtown Lincoln mechanics. If you've got car problems, just need standard service, anything done to your car, check out A1 Automotive. They are convenient. They're located downtown. They'll give you a ride to where you want to go. They'll help you out and get you taken care of on all of your car needs. That's A1 Automotive. Well, Robin, it's time for the mailbag. What do you have to lead us off with this week in the mailbag?
All right, so obviously both of you guys have had lots of success and, you know, memorable moments in your basketball careers, but I want you to go back and pick one play, one moment, one game that if you could do it all over again and change the outcome, what would it be?
My sophomore year, we were in the Upper State Championship against Ridgeview, who we played in the Upper State Championship the next year. We were out of half, we went on like an 8-0 run. We were down by like 15 and a half. We were on an 8-0 run straight out of half. So I was going up for a dunk, and I dunked the ball, and I just came off the rim, and I broke my whole arm.
Your whole arm?
Yeah, my wrist and my forearm. So like this my wrist. So
did
it just
you just
like,
hit it on the rim? Or like how did
no, it – I flew off the, like, you know how, like, you hang on it?
Your leg.
And my leg just swung. And
so you fell.
Flip, boom.
Head first, then,
on my neck.
Yeah.
Wow. And how long were you out with that?
I was out for a couple months. So, but I came back, like just, I wasn't fully healthy, but it was live period that week. I said, I got to play.
And that was your right arm, your shooting arm. Wow.
So everything, me and my dad were just doing workouts with the left.
So there's maybe a silver lining to it. You probably got way better with your left hand because of that.
Right.
All right. Well, how about you, Lat?
Is it like a moment you say you can get back?
Yeah, a moment, a play, a game. So if you could go back and do it differently, You know, yeah. if you missed up. A shot or you turned the ball over, you got hurt. You know, if there's something that you could do differently in retrospect, what would it be?
It would probably be a game I would want to go play again. And that's when we played New Zealand in Fiji.
Okay.
And that was to qualify for the under-19s, and we lost that game.
This is with the Australian national team. Yeah,
Australian national team.
And you lost to New Zealand in the qualifier.
Yeah, to qualify for the
– What would you do different? What happened?
I mean, looking back now, you know, I was young then. You know, you obviously don't see the game the same, but probably just my mindset going into the game, you know, just a bunch of little stuff for real. Yeah. Nothing major, but yeah.
Was it one of those you thought you were just should have won and maybe come and dialed in?
We definitely should have won. And it's just not me. It was just like almost everybody on our team. Like everybody knew we were going to win. You know, they knew we were going to win. But it was just one of them games, you know, they just fought to the end. And it was just what it was.
All right. Well, I don't know if you guys saw, but there was a tweet this week from the NCAA March Madness account that I thought was pretty interesting that your head coach popped up on. It was the best college basketball head coaches, current college basketball head coaches, based on their college playing careers. And Fred obviously made the list from his time at Iowa State, but Bobby Hurley, who's at Arizona State, player at Duke, Steve Alford, is at Nevada, was at Indiana, Jerry Stackhouse, now at Vanderbilt, at North Carolina, Juwan Howard, Michigan, Patrick Ewing, Georgetown, Penny Hardaway, Memphis. Juan Dixon, Coppin State, player at Maryland. Mike Woodson, Indiana. Hubert Davis, North Carolina. And then Johnny Dawkins, who is at Central Florida, played at Duke. Of that list, I want you to put together a starting five of current college basketball coaches that would be your players on a starting five.
At the five, we put in Patrick Ewing.
No doubt.
At the four, we put in Juwan Howard. At the three, we're going to go Stackhouse.
Mm-hmm.
At the two, we'll go Coach Hoiberg.
There you go.
And at the one, we'll go that man, Penny.
Penny.
That was one of my favorite players.
I was going to say, Penny was your guy,
yeah,
right?
He was one of my favorite players. Coming. Yeah.
How was he still playing like when you like really started knowing basketball? Because, I mean, it seems like he was more like my age.
Yeah, he wasn't playing.
But you went back. And
yeah, he was a bad man.
Yes. All right, Lat, what do you got?
It's
hard to beat
that.
But I
like Bob Hurley. You know what I mean?
Yeah, Bobby Hurley, I mean, he was a killer at the point. So, and Steve Alford, I mean, he was playing back in the old days, but, I mean, he could put up buckets. Johnny Dawkins was a freak athlete.
Man, that's tough.
But we were having some debate. If I mean, you got to have Fred on there, right? I mean, just to my argument was to space the floor to allow those other guys. I mean, you got to have him out there. On the three, you know, cerebral guy that's going to know where to be, right?
Yeah. Need a knockdown shooter.
Need that outlet.
Exactly. All right, so speaking of your coaches, I don't know if you saw, but when I tweeted that group photo of you guys from the football game, our guy Doc chimed in.
I already knew like, what it was. Who, Doc? What he did?
Doc, he chimed in and said, well, they're not the most best-looking guys. But they can ball, but they're not the best-looking. We need the coaches in there, you know? So – that being said, who is the best dressed player on the team and the best dressed coach on the team? And then maybe you could throw in the worst dressed coach on there as well.
I would say most of us, like me, you, Trey, Zoe, we'd be putting it on. CJ be putting it on too.
Yeah,
but I'm a bet on myself every time.
You guys all have really eclectic styles.
Like we all wear different, you know what I mean? Different things. So.
I don't know where CJ got it, but
CJ got a more unique.
Yes.
His is more like he
his is
wear
more
bucket
put,
hats.
His is more put together. Like he really like
he had the whole thing. He had the film camera and everything, man. He looked like a tourist dad from the 1980s or something like
CJ.
That. But he made it look cool. I mean, that's the thing. I mean, you got to have that swag too. All right, so pick one then. Who's the best? Best dressed?
I'm betting on myself.
Okay. Yeah. What about you, Lat?
Me.
Yeah.
I love the confidence. All right, and then how about the coach? Best dressed coach? Fred's probably got to be hard to beat, right?
I haven't really seen.
He's got NBA suits.
I haven't seen anybody like outside of like basketball. Just
he ain't seen nothing yet. But I probably
I seen Coach Kurt.
You seen Kirby putting it on, but I probably give it to Hoiberg for sure.
He do okay. I never seen.
He be having them suits on. Yeah, he be like that.
All right, well, guys, this has been a lot of fun. Nebraska Buffalo 2:30 Saturday. Hopefully, you guys will be at the football game again this week, and we'll get a report, Bryce, from you and Trey next week on the game, as well as some NFL takes. So, another fun edition of Off Court.
Thanks for listening to Off Court with the McGowans, powered by Husker Online. Join us for another show next week, brought to you by Tavern 180 and Tanner's Bar and Grill in Lincoln.